Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We're nearing the end of our look through the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
We see it here now, all unbelievers will stand before Jesus Christ. Philippians talk about that. That in the book of Philippians, that at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of the Father. And if you're not saved, I highly recommend that you confess Jesus on this side of the grave and not on the other side of the grave, because one day we're all going to bow down and confess to Jesus Christ that He is Lord. And we better do it on this side of the grave. One other note, of course, we're kind of finalizing all this. There's something worse than going to hell. I hear it all the time. What's worse than going to hell? That standing before Jesus Christ at the great white throne judgment, being judged, and then you're thrown into the lake of fire. Hell is just a temporary abiding place, if I could use that word, the abode for the doomed and the damned. They're just there until they stand before Jesus Christ. And then eternally, they'll be cast into the lake of fire. All the time I hear people say you'll burn in hell forever and ever. Well, that's good preaching. The problem is it just ain't so. They'll burn in the lake of fire forever and ever. If you all understand the thought biblically, that's the process that takes place. They'll be in hell. They stand before Jesus at the white throne judgment. Then they'll cast into the lake of fire forever and ever. Then we begin in chapter 21 and chapter 22 about a new heaven and a new earth. Remember, we talked about that. That word new does not mean a recreation. It literally means a regeneration, a renovate. It's the same, we use that same word, ye must be born again. It's that same thought. When Jesus told Nicodemus, marvel not that I say unto you, Nicodemus, you must be born again. It means you're made anew, you're made afresh and all. That's what's going to happen to this world. It's going to be burned up. We read that in the book of Peter, chapter number 3. Verses 10 through 13, God's going to burn this world up. As He covered the earth in Noah's day with water, and I believe that, don't you? He will do the same in the last days. He will cover this earth in fire. He will cleanse it. He will purge it. He will make all things new, which is a good question. It brings up a good question. What happens to the people here on earth, these living humans, the human beings who are on earth? What does God do with them while He's renovating, so to speak, this earth? Well, that's not a problem to God. He'll just take them to heaven with Him. The Bible does not say, but it's not a problem. I believe He'll just take them all to heaven while He's refinishing this earth, so to speak. And then when it's done, He'll just place them back here on the earth. So we see the new heavens and new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. Now, I mentioned before, remember, sea, if you look back on that map, at one time, all these continents, land mass was one land. And in the days of Peleg, we read in the book of Genesis that God divided the land, the continents. Well, one day it's all going to come back together. Okay, perfectly, and there will not be a sea. There will not be the Atlantic Ocean. There will not be the Pacific Ocean. Sea divides people. It'll all be one great landmass. Now, there will be water. We're going to find out that water of life and that river that's coming from the throne. But these great masses of water, this is where it talks about there'll be no more sea. There'll be no more. Verse number 2, and I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven. Again, this is where we're talking about that New Jerusalem, where Jesus was speaking about in John chapter number 14. Very important. When He told His disciples, let not your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in Me. In My Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. Now I go to prepare a place for you. If I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again, receive you unto Myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. This is that new Jerusalem that is speaking of here in Revelation chapter number 21. Jesus is preparing a place for us. Amen and amen. I love where I live. Well, just enjoying it this morning out, you know, the lake, a little cold, but just wonderful. The house was built in the 1950s. Had to put some insulation in a couple years ago because all the creeks and the crevices of cold air, and I was just enjoying. Thank the Lord for insulation, you know. Thank the Lord for heat. But anyway, I enjoy our house, old house, and sometimes it creaks and all. But listen, God has a better place for us, a much, much better place. And one day we're going to go there to enjoy it. And that's what the rest of Revelation 21 and 22 is. And basically the new heavens and the new earth, the new Jerusalem, and all these things. There'll be no more pain, no more sickness, no more death, no more sorrow. We looked at that. But I want to close with a thought. In Revelation 22, if you don't get nothing else out of this study, I want you to be anticipating and looking for the coming of Christ at any moment. The last words that Jesus told us in the book of Revelation, and you've heard this over and over and over again, and until Jesus comes, you're going to hear it over and over and over again. The last three things he told us, we see in the book of Revelation, verse number 7, chapter 22, behold, I come quickly. Behold, I come quickly. Verse number 12, behold, I come quickly. And in verse number 20, the last thing he told us, surely I come quickly. Now that word surely is an important word. Ernie Hopper was here last week or two when I was talking about it. In Swahili, when I was in Kenya, I learned a little bit of Swahili. And the word without a doubt is the word bila shaka, without a doubt. Surely he's coming quickly. How do I know? Because he said so. And John, again, who is closing this book, and I want you to think that imminent mentality that God, Jesus Christ, could come at any moment. Not that he would come, but that he could come. There's nothing keeping him from coming. Even in John's days, when Jesus said, surely I come quickly, here's what John said. Amen. The word amen means truly, truly. So be it. That's right, preacher. That's right. Amen. And then he says, even so, come, Lord Jesus. Again, to me, this is one of the most definite passages of Scripture that deals with his imminent mentality or the coming of Christ. A lot of people look at 2 Thessalonians 2 and some other things that he's going to come in the middle of the week and other things that they misinterpret Scripture and all. But there's not one passage of Scripture that tells us to look for the Antichrist. Not one. But there's many over and over. I'm going to read you some in just a minute about looking for Christ. Here at the end of the book of the, not just the Revelation, but the end of the Bible, John says, amen. Even so, come, Lord Jesus. He was looking for Jesus to come during his day. As he's writing this, it's so plain. I'm not into psychology and all, but great Bible scholars would call it the psychology of Scripture, where you get into the, not just the mind of Christ, but the mind of the writer, how he was viewing this. Well, when he said, even so, come, Lord Jesus, my dad used to would say this, John was standing on his tippy toes of expectation, saying, even so, come, oh, come, Lord Jesus, even now. That's what this means. Jesus said, I come quickly. Even now, come, Jesus. He didn't say, come, you have to come, Antichrist, so Jesus would come. Didn't say come seals, so that, you know what I'm talking about, the trumpets and all these other things, so that Jesus could come. No, 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 no. He was looking for him immediately. That's how we should live our life. Like Jesus died yesterday, he rose this morning, and he's coming tonight.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. And come join us for our World Missions Conference, a week of revival at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church. That's this week, January 23rd through January 27th, Monday through Friday at 7 p.m. at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. We have special music, missionary reports, and speakers each night. You won't want to miss it. We hope to see you there. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.